AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Welcome to Drink Champs, a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio.
Drink Champs motherfucking podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Drink Champs motherfucking podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
What it good be, hopefully it's what it should be. This is your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up, is DJ EFN.
This is Drink Champs, Yappy Hour, make some noise!
Oh, all Naughty by Nature, I styled them for years.
Yep.
Run DMC.
For years, people
years,
thought
Tupac.
That Run DMC and Naughty by Nature owned Walk Away.
Yeah. I was very ambiguous on purpose because I remember having a conversation with my father when I was first deciding I was going to go for it with Walk Away. And I was like, I don't know if they'll accept a woman making men's clothes, you know? And he was like, well, if you got a chance, then don't do it.
Wow, so purposely you
yeah,
stayed
so
in the background.
I just was like, let the product lead. Just make dope product, put it out there. Let that be the star and let people rock it. Like, we never had official ambassadors.
Right.
It was just love at that time with hip hop. Like, hip hop was energy feeds energy, and we were all building and growing at that time. So it was just like, I believe in you, you believe in me, let's rock.
I kind of know a blood sign and a crip sign. I don't know a Illuminati sign. What's an Illuminati sign?
Bro, bro, honestly, look.
I don't know.
This is what's crazy, though.
Is he horns?
So apparently, like, it's all this type of shit that I never knew.
Handshakes?
That we were indulged in, bro.
Okay.
This is what's crazy. Because if you look at our album covers and shit, they're always some mystic shit. Always some crazy shit.
Talking about Bone Thugs.
I never knew what this shit was.
that you was putting out?
No. Our first album.
We getting deep.
And then the thunder's we coming. The Illuminati is definitely.
We getting deep.
We gotta watch out.
Let's take another shot, Gray. You fucking
yo.
I became Grandmaster. My original name in hip-hop was Casanova Fly.
Yeah, we established that.
DJ MC Casanova Fly. Now, one night I'm playing in my spot, the Blue Lagoon in the Bronx, Webster Avenue, 184th. I'm cutting up a record. I think it was I Can't Stop. And I'm cutting it back and forth. Tap. I just kept catching it. My man was like, yo, faster. The crowd was going faster. Then he started going, Grandmaster. The crowd started going, Grandmaster. That's when I became Grandmaster.
Oh, my God.
That was mad vivid.
That was vivid. I was there.
Yeah.
So did you ever meet Jay after this?
Oh, a ton of times.
Okay, after Death of Auto
Tune? A ton of times.
Okay.
Right. So...
I love how he laughs at himself.
I'm so fucking awkward, bro.
I love it.
Nah, you're normal.
I love it.
So I saw him and B at a Grammy after party.
I love the floss. See, I just put that together. Him and B at the Grammy after party. They don't even invite me to Grammys, bro. Right.
So, that's a big floss.
Go ahead.
I had 2 cups of Hennessy, so I couldn't shake his hand.
Hennessy ain't going nowhere, huh?
Oh, it didn't. It didn't leave.
Wait a minute. Time out. You didn't shake the man's hand?
I couldn't. I had 2 cups of Hennessy.
His hand is more important than the Hennessy.
You could have put it down.
There's no tables. There's literally nowhere. I had to put it on the ground. It would have been weird, but they were really full.
Okay.
So I would have had my finger in the hole of one of them.
Okay, yeah, all right.
So, 2 cups of Hennessy. This shit is so stupid.
Okay.
And I was thinking of what to say. I wanted to say 2 things, and they collided. I wanted to say thank you for everything, but also sorry for the confusion. And I fucking said sorry for everything.
Fuck.
He must have been like, huh?
And you couldn't even hear him. The nigga,
bro, he knew I couldn't shake his hand, and the nigga hit me with one of the, it's all good, bro. Oh,
little man.
Yeah, that was some little, like, some little nigga shit.
Right? Okay, bro.
It's all good, little man.
Ah, what? Why? And then I tried to comfort myself a little bit by doing the elbow to B. She hit the elbow. The fucking Hennessy dropped on her white dress.
Oh, my God. This is getting
worse. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go find the closest gun. I'm gonna just go ahead and just find the closest gun. Listen, this has been great. I appreciate y'all being. I'm gonna just go ahead and end it. I'm gonna go ahead and end it now. I'm gonna just go find security. Just come on, man. Kick me out, bro. Somebody come take these. Bro, she hit my elbow and the shit like.
Oh my God.
Long ass white dress, too.
Oh.
Like one of the ones like somebody's supposed to carry behind you and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. I did not do good that day.
My block to your block.
That's the one. That's
the record with Jay-Z. Okay. Yep. How did this happen?
So, you know what? It's funny that Jay is like. Successful, but back, you know, back then, he had the work ethics of.
That was real.
I'm saying because it's the people who have that kind of determination and drive.
Uh-huh.
it takes him a while. But like, even like going to Jadakiss, you say like, Jadakiss has been dope, right? But I think Yesterday proves to everybody else that who didn't know how dope he was, right? So
it shows he's great, actually.
But he's been great, though, honestly, right?
Exactly.
So with Jay, it's like, even from the first time at Priority, whatever he was doing, whatever, he's trying to look for a deal, whatever.
Right. Was that Priority? Yeah. Damn, I didn't even peep that.
Quick, he was there quick. But what happened was, this is a funny story. It's like, I wanted Jay. Nobody really knew with Jay at the time, but I kind of wanted him before, and then it kind of worked out. We got together. And so I'm like, yo, I need this song. And by the time I actually got to it, Jay was kind of popping a little more.
Right.
And rest in peace to DMX, too. I think it's supposed to be me, DMX, and Jay on the record.
Wow.
And DMX was like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Right. Not to say I got you, right? Yeah. And I think what happened,
watching us right there. Look, he's watching.
My guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. But so what happened was... my album had. Remember the it was a tour that Jay-Z and DMX was on.
It was Hard Knock Life tour.
That's the one. So what happened was my album was supposed to be turned in on a Thursday at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the tour was over Wednesday night.
Okay.
So Wednesday night. And I need this thing by Thursday. We're mastering it, right?
Right.
So,
and y'all in the same session or he?
No. He's at the concert. He's at the concert, and he was like, "I got you," but you know, it's funny because he left the show. I think immediately went back and knocked it out like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Wow.
And sent it. You know what I'm saying?
For you to make the time in the morning.
Make time. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could have just been, you know, man, I'm tired. I just rocked the show. And salute to DMX, too. He really wanted to do it, but he just probably was like, I'm going to get in the morning. I ain't have time to do it.
Right.
So I just had to go with Jay gave me, and he came through, man. And I hit Jay. I'm like, yo, because Jay killed it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, how much I owe you? Jay like, you don't even nothing. I was about to give him 100. He was like, he's like, nah, we good on the house. So, and it's good because he asked me to do something. I did something for him. So it was dope. It was dope situation, yeah. Jay solid, man. Jay's always solid.
Let's just be clear. He just said, I was going to give him 100. Let's just be clear.
$800.
Holy guacamole.
It was on the way, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Shout out to Jay.
Me and these girls, and they was like, well, we don't want anybody to get offended or think that you're taking shots at them.
Man,
I was like, I don't even know nobody in real life, but Missy Elliott, and I'm not talking about her.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me? So, I did Superwoman Part 2. I was in L.A. with Clue working on a record because we had did songs with B2K. Like, Clue and Dura produced.
Yeah.
So
you heard that, young girl?
We did a song with an artist that was on DreamWorks because they cut checks. Mm. Her name was Kanayla Cox. And we had
DreamWorks
finished,
that was Steven Spielberg record label.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
And Drano was cutting checks. He was from LA. He was a street nigga. He'd be like, I want $50,000 for a song. Mm. And the motherfucker don't even come out. Mm. Hey, I don't care. Day checks clear.
Right.
DreamWorks. So, we were doing the song, and we were doing the song, and the session was over. There was 2 hours left, but Clue had to get back to the East Coast for his Monday night mixtape. And I was still in LA, and I was like, we ain't wasting this 2 hours, and we ain't just sitting up here. So I was like, hey, play me a beat. He played me the Superwoman beat. He was playing beats. He was like, I think you should do something like this. And I was like, I don't like when people tell me what to do. This is Clue. He's playing beats. So he plays a beat, and it was just a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, I want that. Because that song, that sound is so annoying. I want to annoy people, but when I put my vocals over it, that shit gonna go up. He was like, I can't give you that beat, sis. That's for M.O.P.
Ooh.
Wait up.
Did M.O.P. have a version of it already?
No.
Going way too fast. Hold on. We're going to slow you down. Tell me.
Y'all need to do a remix already with M.O.P. on it now.
Wait up.
I'm like, how about some hardcore? Yeah, we like it raw.
This is so great information.
That's crazy.
This is stuff people would never know.
We need more.
So you telling me Superwoman.
Two.
Part two. Original beat for that song was made for M.O.P.
For M.O.P.
Whoa. You killed, like you said, you killed it so much I can't even think about it. And trust me, M.O.P., I'm a big M.O.P. fan. But now that I hear what you did to it, I can't even fathom them rhyming on that.
What was crazy was it was literally just a da 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 da.
It still stayed Brooklyn,
da-da-da-da,
right?
Da 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 da. And the beat was dun dun dun. But I sang over Soda every day. I sang that there was no chords and no keys, so I had to sing that. Where I told him, I said, drop the music, tell me how many beats per minute. So I Duro edited out, but I would have to, I was like, every day. I was snapping my fingers, singing that, and I had to stack my vocals. So we later had some producers, not producers, some musicians come in and play the bridge, the strings, and then add da-da-da-da-da, those keys on it. Wow. So if you hear the original beat to when it became the TV track, you'll be like, nigga, you could tell I was around Quincy Jones and them.
Goddamn, nice
because
floor.
Because I
floor.
See
before
you.
Nice floor. Oh,
the wind from your applauses. No, but it was just like, it was for M.O.P. So I did the song and I sent it to Clue. We had to Delta Dash it.
His was the craziest thing.
Delta Dash it.
Remember those days?
Why wouldn't you
yeah, I'm
put,
showing my
why
age.
Why wouldn't you put M.O.P. and Fab on there?
Okay, so the thing is, was with Fab, I'm always listening. I used to be a mixtape head.
Right.
And Clue's like, who do you want to get it? Because by that time I had worked with Missy, Ja, Jay. Everybody knew my name. Right. Who you want to get on it? I was like, the
when you say Jay, we're talking about
Jay-Z.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I could have had M.O.P. on it or right. anybody, you know. Right. And I was with Elektra, so it could have been a check. But my budget was basically tapped out, which means that I still had money on the back end, but I didn't want to use all the money because I knew
so
they was going to hit me in the head.
Cheap. Let's just
no,
make
no,
sure
he wasn't even out.
But it was in the family.
Yeah.
Right there, right.
I hadn't even met Fab by then. But it was just like, listen, once
with
we put this up,
them, like
yeah,
right
I know
there.
They're going to be like, I know Duro's mixing fee is going to be, going to absorb that.
Right, right.
So I know Jay-Z is going to charge $100,000.
Right, yeah,
Missy's
right.
going to charge me $200,000. Right. And M.O.P. is going to charge me $400,000 for the disrespect for taking their record. So
wait, they already knew that they had that record?
Well,
or are they
going to
find out now?
I don't know.
Find out. Okay.
So, Clue was like, so who you want to get on the record? I think it would be dope with a rap. I said, the boy that spelled his name on all your records. He was like, Spiz? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, he's dope. He was like, oh, that's easy. Text him and Fab. And he was with, he wasn't with Skin. He was with Webb and Cheo.
Okay.
Him and Webb came to the studio with yellow do-rags on chicken boxes and Skytel pages. So I'm thinking, like, he's going to come in there being this big
I'm sorry, I don't know what chicken boxes is.
Chicken, like, it comes in a box with chicken and french fries.
You talking about real? I thought it was a slang.
Oh, well,
no,
what do y'all call them?
Real food. Chicken boxes?
They came in there with food.
Okay.
So
okay.
me thinking,
he was all in the mixtapes, dancing,
rapping, spelling his name. I'm thinking he's going to come in there with all these Slick Rick jewelries on and wailing out. He came in there with just him.
Yellow do-rags,
and chicken boxes. And I believe maybe Street Fam. It was like, I'm just like, oh, y'all didn't come here with 100 people?
Right.
So I'm just like, so you ready to do your part? Because I'm going to go. I'm going to let you do your thing. He's like, oh, I'm ready. Oh, okay. Let me move out your way. So we were at Right Track. I leave out. So he comes back like a couple of minutes later. So I'm like, you finished? He's like, yeah. So before we push play, I hope you don't mind. I did a little something in the intro. Mm. And I did some at the end. Oh, so you just working above and beyond. Mm. So as soon as I heard da-da-da-da-da, somebody, he was like, little M-O. I was like, oh my God, he spelled my name at the beginning. So he was like, I guess I ain't got... Soon as I heard his voice and what he said, I was like, you've got to be
kidding
me.
What was his first couple of lines?
I guess I ain't got no reason to mingle around. I found a superwoman that could leap from the truck in a single bound. Mommy, I'm trying to bling you down. Some niggas without shades on, can't stand. When I bring you around, she put her lips on the weed, still pull it to work a tongue and make me come faster than the speed and bullet. My love stronger than a locomotive, but only for the F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S. Sing to me, mom. So then when he's like, oh, here go the empire. So I'm like, where does it come from? Then after the bridge,
right.
And he was like, the superwoman might have saved my day. The skios, I would have gave some play. Now he wouldn't even wave that way. I understand why the mother chicks behave that way. Mm. They see the icy yes on your chest engraved and gray. Be whipped, he might, because usually with them things he tight. But only green he keep from me is kryptonite. The way that blue and red fitting on your hips so right. I be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- excited. I was like, how did you know? Right. I didn't even have to say, well, maybe you should tighten it up. And I was like, we out of here. Elektra didn't want to put out the record because they didn't feel like nobody knew who he was. So Clue played on his mixtape. And then after, well, the Monday Night mixtape on Hot 97, he just kept on going up to it. And after that, they was, oh my God, this record is a smash. So I literally saw him go from them. We had a...
So basically you say you put Fab on. Let's just make some noise.
Commercially.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Cowie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question is going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, is anybody ever going to tell Atlanta that the Waffle House is trash?
It's not that good.
It's not that good,
nah,
bro.
I don't like
I'm
it.
I'm just being honest.
What, they like it out there
it's
like
a 25-year secret I've been keeping.
Nah, that shit, it feel like roaches is in there.
It feel like, yeah. I feel dirty. Like, you ever went to court and left court?
Yeah.
And you know how you're going to want to take a shower immediately?
Like county jail.
I was being honest. I'm sorry, Atlanta.
Yeah, the Waffle House is the county jail.
Waffle House is the county jail.
Damn.
I mean, kid you not. I'm so sorry, Atlanta. So sorry, anybody in the South is going to take this bar. I'm just being honest. For 25 years, I went, had meetings at the Waffle House.
They got the little tile floor in that motherfucker.
The
tile, like
McDonald's, they got the McDonald's, old McDonald's mop in there. As soon as you take the shit out like that, that smell like hamburger. You know what I'm saying? And it's just not a good scene. It's really literally what it's for, the last meal of the night, like, you know, after the club or all that. But I be seeing people wake up in the morning like, I'm going to the Waffle House. Like, nah, that's not a thing to do. Like this is not, it's like, not popular. I know people who get dipped to go to the Waffle. They go get fresh.
They know somebody that worked there.
Oh, okay, they got it. But the Waffle House is not that good. You do agree on that.
That shit is trash.
Okay, go ahead. It ain't even Waffle House. Look at these South guys. These South guys looking like that, man.
We lost the Waffle House sponsor.
You like the Waffle House? That's your shit?
Look, nobody.
That nigga went to a black college though. He don't count. He went to HBCU.
HBCU, which, that's what they call. Okay, holy moly, guacamole, we going there. All right. Okay. What happened to Bushwick Bill on the cover of the hospital? And is that picture real?
Fucking right.
That picture's real. Really?
Man.
Okay.
You want some real shit?
Okay. Yeah.
So.
So,
yeah. We got flowers.
Yeah, we got flowers.
Where I'm gonna put this at?
I don't know, but fuck it.
Shit. It goes good to TSA.
We just wanted to do our part of the job. You know what I'm saying? Our part of the job.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat some of this motherfucking cake.
Go ahead.
Look, so.
Talk about the cover.
The night before. The night before, we heard Bill got shot. You know, by his girl. And they say he got shot in the eye.
Wow.
So I had already, you know, I was already in my mind that, they, you know, that was the end of that. Like, wow. You get shot in your fucking eye, that's the end of that story. So I was like, damn. So we had to go up to the hospital the next day. And let me tell you how much of a thinker James is.
Okay. James. Jay Prince. When you say James,
yeah,
talking about Jay Prince.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. The old man. Yeah, he wanted to go to the hospital that next fucking day when Bill could have visitors, man, and shoot the fucking album cover.
This guy's a genius. It makes sense now. But back then,
man, Bill is fucking dead.
Right.
And Bill sit up in the gurney and Chief push him out in the hallway and Bill sitting up on the gurney. I'm talking about out of there.
On meds or because of
the... Yeah, on the meds. He's on meds. Yeah,
he's out of there. And got me and Willie to stand on each side of the gurney, man, like we was pushing him out the hospital saying we can't be stopped and snapped the photo with his eye hanging out, and that was it.
That's like
so that's not props.
Fuck no, that's not props.
You knew that?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was like, shit, Bill finna die, man. All right.
And he's a small guy, too, so you're not thinking he got the same strength as everyone else.
Shit. Jay had that mentality. I don't give a fuck if he die or not. We gonna get this picture. Thanks
for doing for that, goddamn.
Hey, we gonna get that picture, man.
Holy shit. All right, so get your drink ready. Meek Mill or Ross?
Ha! Chappelle Show. Ha ha ha! MMG, baby! Never.
So I gotta ask
you. Everybody's on the same joint. You right, know that. Right.
So I gotta ask Ross, quick, man. Fast, why you take this shot? You gotta take the whole shot, though, sir. Yeah, come on. No, we know you're a drinker.
It was a layup. It was a shot. I just had a layup. It was a fast break. This is some funny shit. I got the Delphonics in the shootout on Staten Island. They in the shootout with me.
The Delphonics.
Yeah. The niggas in the shootout with me.
What the
fuck? Got them niggas in the 15 passenger.
Fuck?
I'm blowing at this kid playing games. I start shooting at this nigga.
Oh my goodness.
These niggas in the back of me in the fucking van. You know what I mean? And money hitting back and all this other shit. So I'm like, we riding like, yo, this shit was crazy. So by the time I got to say sorry to these niggas and shit, you know what I mean? Yo, these niggas was like, yo. They like, yo, don't worry about it, man. Something told me to bring my knife and shit. Remember, these old men now, like, you know what I mean? Like, but they like mega cool, cause I'm thinking like, damn, what the fuck, just got the dope phonics in the shootout. Like, boom, shit was wild.
That's so wild.
I'm like,
crazy.
I'm like, oh shit.
This is a
but
fact,
you know what?
Bro.
They Philly niggas.
On his album.
They Philly niggas. Yeah, they was on my album. Yeah. They might have did that record that night after the smoke is clear.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yo. Yo, I got to the studio. I'm like, yo, we in the elevator. Like, yo, I'm sorry, man. Yo, I'm fucking sorry. Yo, I'm sorry. Yo, yo, don't worry about it, man. Some told me to bring my knife. Some told me to bring my knife and shit. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I felt so fucking bad for the, like, you know what I mean?
How you get this shootout with the Delphonics?
The Delphonics. Yo, so listen.
Oh, my God.
Yo, they in the back of me. 15 passenger. They just see me blowing at this nigga. You know what I mean? Because the nigga was like in the front of me. In the front. The nigga, yo, listen, Ray. The nigga in the front, he playing games and shit. So he see me through the fucking rear view. So we in the whip. And I'm like, yo. Oh, then he's, I see the nigga smiling, looking through the rear view. Looking through the shit. Yo, he's smiling at me like, yo. Like that. Like, yeah, nigga. Take him real slow. Real slow. I'm like, oh, shit. So the car here, Delphonics in the back. 15 white passengers. So I'm like, yo, this nigga playing games. I'm like, yo, and I had the joint. So I'm like, I don't know. The nigga just kept on going slow, stopping. So we got to stop behind him because we right behind him. Like, yo, this nigga doing shit. Soon as he turned off the Osgood shit, like the Laurel shit, like, you know, coming down there, right, right. Soon as he made that turn, I just, boom, 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 boom. Windows back, windows back. So, yo, I got the fucking van, yo. The van following us,
this
like, in the back.
Nuts,
yo, check it out. They following us. The other shooting niggas, they turned around. Now they in back in the big van. Yo. Racing through the project, down Bay Street, doing all this shit.
After a while,
they turned off, I guess. I ain't seen them when we got to the studio and shit. Man. But I was like, yo, man, I'm worried about these niggas. You know what I mean? Like, yo, hold on, B, we can't do the record. Yo, listen, man.
Well, you had them in the car the whole time.
Yo, they was in the Kadar, man. I'm telling you, yo.
You had them in the car all the time.
And all what he said was like,
yo, that is the best shit I ever heard in my life.
The Dells.
The Dells Fox, nigga. The ones, la, 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 all that shit. Yo.
How did the record go that night?
When you see him, ask him.
Yo, was the record popping
that night?
Yo, I think we might did the record that night. You know what I mean? Yo.
You know what I mean? Real street nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? So, what we were talking about before that, I was into it.
The vessel.
The vessel?
Oh, yeah, nah, you know, we could get off that. We could go into something else. But I was just talking about, you know, just art and music and how.
Did you feel this was like a reintroduction of yourself to people?
Let me reintroduce myself. My name is Bro.
Not to me, really, you know. I gotta just. Versus is a heavyweight fight. And I'm gonna say that again, right, because most artists are not friendly like me and Crack.
Right.
They don't have, you know, relationships, speak on the phone, shit like that. Mm-hmm. And so getting in there is different for, you know what I'm saying?
And the live shows
because
are
now what it's
different.
Become, I'm
right,
telling
right,
you, it's
right,
become.
Yeah.
It's no more celebration.
Right.
But it's also become.
Let's be clear, it's not a celebration.
It's a celebration.
Niggas ain't
celebrating.
And now people want to win more than they did before.
Nah, niggas ain't celebrating shit no more.
Nah,
I'm being honest. I'm inside.
Nah,
they gonna call me and tell me to relax. And I'm gonna tell you,
it's
no more celebration.
Like
niggas
I said,
want got guns. Like you ain't celebrating. You trying to kill me.
Nah, hip hop always wins.
You tried to kill
it's
me.
It's a celebration,
nigga.
And hip hop will always win in these battles. But what
yeah,
I'm saying
that's politically
is,
the correct thing to say.
No, that's the real thing. Because but what it's becoming,
I love
is,
that.
It's becoming a showcase of more than just your records, more than just the music. When you're performing in front of a crowd, it's becoming a showcase of your showmanship. How you know how you command the stage? How you who's holding the fucking room?
Right.
It becomes all of that too.
Okay. Yeah, I want some Japanese music. Kanye or Just Blaze?
Both.
You don't want to take a shot of this expensive shit, this Japanese whiskey? Take a tiny
shot. You taking shots of that again?
Take a
sip on that.
I'm a changed man. I don't drink.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not.
don't listen to him, man. Don't.
It's not. Man, okay. Take that shot for
okay,
me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I owe you, nigga. Yo, this is $1,000 bottle.
Yeah, come on.
Lord, just call me.
Come on. Cool. That's good. Damn, that's a double for me.
Yeah, that's not. Yo, a shot.
Let's go back. That's Maybach.
Maybach?
Yeah, this is okay. My cousin. This
okay, goddamn it.
AKA Teeny C.
Okay, all right, cool.
It's Teeny
cool,
C.
Cool, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Make some noise for Teeny C. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can't see it. Look, cool. Hey, when I was a fat boy, that was my stunt double. I just made you that's famous.
I've been famous. Oh, I was born famous.
Tell him, goddamn it.
Yeah. Okay, we're back. We're back. You look.
So during the course of time,
yes,
I started to think of something the other day, knowing that I had you here, and I just want to be straight up and just ask the question, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't remember seeing you and Swiss in the same room in over 10 years. Like,
no.
The only time I could think of you and Swiss being in the same room was like in the 98 era of that time.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This is a question I seriously don't know. Like,
right.
I know I'm close to both sides, so I should know.
Yeah.
But I seriously don't know this. I swear to God. If you want to take my, I know my fingers not crossed, none of that. You know that funny shit niggas do?
Nah,
so I swear to God, I don't know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. Why is that, though? Like, you, it's... Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay. I did We Always Love Big Papa. I did If You Think I'm Jiggy. 5 Cuts on Money, Power, Respect. Boom. I did Get At Me, Dog. Numerous cuts and co-produced on like these 13 cuts on It's Alcohol Is Hot. Then when it came time for Flesh of My Flesh.
That's the blood, okay.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I was getting kind of vetoed.
Okay, we don't
I was getting kind of blocked.
Pushed out of it?
Yeah, I was getting kind of blocked because Rough Riders was my management. I wasn't a Rough Rider producer.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, like my phone calls stopped coming through the office on 53rd. I'm like, yo, I just sold 7 million records collectively. Right. Matter of fact, hold on. We Always Love Big Papa, B-Side, and Miss You, and that's like 6 million.
Wow.
Money, Power, Respect went 1.5. Dog went about 3. Out the gate, 5.
All that under their management? Under Rough Riders management?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm
you're
like,
saying at the beginning of them starting Flesh of My Flesh, this is when you felt vetoed, I think you said at a call?
Yeah, like my phone calls wasn't coming through.
From you, the management.
Yeah, so I had to go a little deep cover.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think I spoke to So So Def. They was like, yo, they said you're not doing beats no more.
Mm.
Hold up.
Okay, and they're insinuating this is coming from your camp.
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
From my management.
Okay, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So the same time, and this actually is written in blood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The same time, doing Flesh of Flesh, if you know the Swiss did the majority of Flesh of My Flesh and different things, and I did one song. It's called Dogs for Life. You know what I'm saying? At the same time when Dog was catching the vibes, he just made the song for me. I rob a seal with you, dog nigga, what? Ride till we die, thick like blood. It's, you know what I'm saying? So with the one song I did on Flesh of My Flesh, Dog just, he made it for me.
Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let you know, Grease, nigga, I'm here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Besides what the politics is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But actually, Swiss is successful too. Let's not get it twisted.
Right, 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 right.
No weirdo shit.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the best thing to happen to me.
Not being a part of Flesh of My Flesh as much as you wanted to be?
Nah, just really, it made me to an individual producer.
Okay.
Like, it made
like
me
like going
to,
through that.
Yeah, it made me to like Iron Grease.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The different things.
Live on Linux came after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Live on Linux came after
that. Let's stay focused. Let's stay over here. Okay. All right. So, Flesh of My Flesh, you're feeling a little crazy, but you don't get word. You get word from Social Death. But did you ever go to your management and say, yo, what's going on here? Like,
not quite.
Okay.
Not quite.
You took So Death.
No. I got it from the office downtown. I'm not gonna say specific names, but the ladies working there. Okay. There's some funny shit going on.
Right.
They sending your phone calls to another producer, so on and so forth. I'm like, oh. But the cap all this up,
right.
Pull up the Jay-Z clip. Jay-Z said it all in one shot.
Okay, what clip is this?
It's a clip that Jay-Z put up. Cause actually I'm so glad Jay did. I'm like, oh shit, I don't gotta tell this fucking story no more.
Wow.
Damn. But Jay was like, for one of his albums, like, yo, I'm with the dude who was doing all them records.
Right.
Dame Grease, that produced Stalk and Hell Is Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then that shit smell good too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah, that's a Super Thug OG. Thank you, bro.
Right.
Yes, continue.
And then Jay was like, you know, I wanted Dame Grease, and then he sent me the nephew. But nah, I wanted Grease. I'm like, nah, y'all can't be sitting with what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, you know what I'm saying? You know, Jay, he kept it official. Like, nah, but me and the nephew, we did some hits. You know what I'm saying? Right. We did some shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But I can't front. Right. I wanted to work with that nigga.
Wow.
So that was one of the phone calls that got redistributed. Wow.
Did you ever get a chance to work with the Hov?
One song.
Okay.
Freeway, Big Spender.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Big Spender. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the only time?
It's the only time and shit.
Damn.
But we always have great, good dialogue, especially on the tours with Dog and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Great dialogue. You always give me a lot of great insight.
So this is for people that don't know, and obviously me, I'm a part of that.
Yes.
That don't know. So Flesh of My Flesh comes out. Mm-hmm. Another successful. He has 2 number one albums in 1 year.
Right.
You guys know each other from back then.
Mm.
You did feel a little veto, like you said. How do you
and Blackball?
Blackball.
Right.
Okay. So how do you and X amend this? Like, how do y'all come back together?
No, Dog never ever Dog.
Right. You never saw it as him.
No.
Doing anything.
Right. Dog never ever. Right. I love my nigga.
All right.
He always kept it 2 billion with me.
Uh-huh.
Always. Grease was on a new album. Pull up.
Right.
If nobody else wanted me to.
Right. Right.
His movie scores, Grease, yeah. I'm doing a movie called Exit Wounds. Yeah. Come do the score. Did the whole score on that.
Yeah.
Grease, I'm doing a movie called Cradle to the Grave. Yeah. Come do the score on that.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And all the main things and shit. So he will always keep me involved with all his projects or anything he was doing.
But you can't, but earlier you said you felt blackballed. You can't feel blackballed and then doing scores.
Nah, I was
blackballed in your own society, in your own camp, you're saying.
Nah, you know, from the Rough Rider situation,
okay, sure.
it was a little like I don't know, but from X, there's okay. DMX.
So let me just ask this question.
And Rough Riders.
You thought it was Swiss himself saying?
Nah, okay. Hell no, never.
Never.
I'm actually quite proud of Swiss.
Okay. But y'all was just having beat competition. That's what everyone had at that time.
Not quite. We was
really?
Having beat competition. I didn't know I was having beat competition.
Oh, okay.
I'm just cranking and doing dope shit.
Right.
I didn't know it was a competition and
close
the door behind you shit.
It's always competition. Yeah. It's always competition.
I didn't know. I just do dope shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like getting the closest door behind you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it happens like that. I don't want to say sometimes it is like that, but sometimes it happens like that.
Right, right.
Wow, this is interesting shit. This is interesting
shit. Nah, it's dope though, man. It's dope.
Okay.
It's still a movie, still filming.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Parents, ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was! And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on StoryButton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of 2, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums, but I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So is Eat Booty Gang still in effect?
Well, I'm building a franchise. So it's the Eat a Booty Gang. I'm building a franchise up now. Now I'm getting the women to support the Eat a Booty Gang.
Wait. Come on, talk.
Wait, who is it?
When you say women to support the Eat Booty Gang, you're saying women is eating the booty?
Yeah, women eating the booty gang.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know whether to make noise for that or not.
Yeah, I get ate out.
Yeah, wait, what?
I get eight out. Hey, listen, man. Check this out.
All right, Trick, you don't have your legs in the air, though.
It depends.
We don't need to think about it like that, bro.
I see Kikapri. Listen, Kikapri ruined my childhood. Listen, I'm on the road. Kikapri told me to come to his room to watch, to play PlayStation. At the time, I'm 18 years old. I'm really thinking we're going to go play PlayStation. I go to this nigga room. This nigga can put on a video. He got his legs wide the fuck up in the air. And the bitch just eating it up. Ruined my childhood. I was never the same. Never looked at PlayStation the same after that. So,
or Kikapri.
No, Kikapri. My man. I got over that. But it was the first time I never seen that. I had never seen that before. So you started out eating booty, then what made you?
No. First of all, I'm a pleaser first. Mm-hmm. I would prefer to eat the girl out before she give me head. Cause I had a lot of terrible head. There's a lot of dick suckers out there, and I'm just gonna be straight up with it. The majority of the women that suck dick, they think that they're supposed to and that they have to suck dick. I want me a woman that appreciate and love to suck dick.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? I became a pleaser. It's to the point where she ain't even gotta suck my dick. Just let me eat that pussy. And then after a while you gotta you got the gooch. You know, cause the women got the gooch too.
What's that?
That's the in between, the little hallway.
So that's when a girl hit my gooch two or three times with the flick of the tongue. I was like,
it's a whole different kind of episode.
So I raised the bridge up on her, like, hey. I'm like, hey, so I raised the bridge up on it. So right from
you let her on.
Hey, from it's just a.
You know, I get mad sometimes when I go on clubhouses and I go on
you know, Twitter and things like that, and they have trending topics like Kevin Hart ain't funny. I can't, I don't understand that.
I went into a room like that one time with, they said Tiffany Haddish ain't funny. And normally what that is trolls. So when I went in that room, she jumped in it too.
Okay.
And she stayed in for about an hour, but I spent about 10 minutes telling them niggas, don't do that corny shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because no matter if you affect five people,
why you
that,
knew the people that was running?
I didn't know any of them. Oh, okay. I just went in there and started screaming on people. Right, so I'm just like, look, man,
cool.
Y'all out here doing this troll shit. They was like, no, we just wanted to get her in here so we could talk to her about some issues over in Africa. All right,
what
cool.
The fuck?
I get that, right? But to go and say someone's not funny, to go against, right. to post something against their livelihood.
Right.
Black people are always talking about we don't have enough and we don't have this, but we're the first people to do some dumb shit like that.
So, moving on. How did you start acting? What was the acting bug? Who told you?
It was the first offer I got was to be in the Friday movie, to be in Fridays as the little kid Chris kicking over the garbage cans. And I was like, I ain't doing that.
Oh, wait, so wait, that's what you meant. So when you said kicking over the garbage can, you talking about Friday?
Yeah, they wanted you to
kick. What's wrong? What are you talking about? They told you not to do it?
I didn't want to do it.
Oh, you didn't?
Because think about it, right? During that time, right, we talking
early
90s.
You would have killed Chris in the garbage can. Oh, that would have been legend.
This is the early 90s. You was kind of sell out. Like, at that time, it was like, yo, you got in a movie, you was a sellout, right?
I remember
even the Klan, and this is no disrespect to anybody, but I remember there was a time, right, because I hung with Kane a lot. Kane, man, that's my heart, right? Uh-huh. And he will always give me these jewels, like never sell your publishing, this. And he said, yo, you need to take your career to do movies and things like that. And I would come back home around trying to make you a sellout. So da 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 da. And I'm like, yo. And then so I'm like, nah. My mind was like, I don't want to be a sellout. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah. I'm hip hop all the way.
That was that era. Being on the radio was so
that was too much. If you made it to the radio, you was done. Why you radio? You ain't Barbito and Stretch. You made it to the radio. Oh, this nigga's a dub. You be in a party, nigga. Be like, nah. He don't rep us no more. Right. It wasn't to commercials and things and money like that. And people said, forget all this. Forget sticking true to the culture. Right. I'm going to get the bag. And if I gotta do a flip in a Sprite commercial, that's what they did. And it sells everybody out at the end of the day.
But was the Friday thing before the TLC video?
Yeah, it was before because it's the same director. So when that ain't happened for that, he called me back. He said, all right, it's not acting. It's just being in the video and all you're doing is being yourself. He said, I said, what is it for? He said, TLC. I was like, oh shit, TLC, hell yeah, I'm on that. And it was just to be in a video. I didn't think of it as
huge,
acting. Think of it as acting. I just thought of it as being in a video.
But Friday, did you know that Ice Cube was attached to that?
I didn't really care.
Okay, I
didn't care because for me, with me at the world was coming to a party and Rakim giving you a dap or Chuck D telling me that I'm the bridge. And it's like, no, I'm not, man. Listen, I want to be accepted, you know what I'm saying, on the block. I don't really care about that other stuff. You know what I mean? So that's why.
And I like the fact you're holding the smoke champs joint. I like that. If you want to light up, you can light up. If you want to light up, you can light up. It's okay.
Yeah.
No. You thinking about it.
All right, come on. You're my Joe Rogan. Let's go.
Let's go!
You know, hey, man, I'm not a real smoker. Y'all ain't going to embarrass me. You got to light it. I got the gloves. I'm going to be like.
Yeah, somebody light it for me, please. So let me ask you this. This is kind of a serious question, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember when Nas named his company Ill Will, right?
Yeah.
And I believe that he had to change the name of his company because it's easy to say, like, fuck Ill Will, but Ill Will is an actual person. Ill Will was his actual best friend.
Yeah.
So was it ever a time where you said that about naming your album that? Because let's suppose somebody don't like this album and somebody could say, fuck Donna. They're not saying fuck your mother, but they're saying fuck the actual material. Did you ever feel any concern about that, naming it after her?
Not at all, but I have seen them do these things. When everybody said they liked Donda way better than CLB, they had this thing where they had these football players coming up saying, what you like better, CLB or Donda? And then they was like, CLB. And then one of them was like, yeah, fuck Donda. I was like, bro, that's my mama.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Oh! So you did feel that a certain way, like it was a football player saying fuck.
Yeah, but he was saying fuck the album. There's a lot of us fighting in all kind of different ways. It's like that 13th Amendment need to completely be eradicated.
Which
but the
is?
Thing is, it's a specific amendment for slavery for black people that's in the current Constitution. When we shut up and dribble and we rap and we do all this, this thing is still in the Constitution. As famous as black people and as powerful as we are and as influential as we are, this there still are pieces of our 2021 Constitution that are only aimed towards the lost Hebrew race, known the lost Hebrew people, pardon me, known as black. Mm. And that is still modern day slavery. So you got to give collectively. That's the whole point. That's the reason why it's talks of me and Drake doing a concert to bring light to Hoover together.
And that's I see you with Jay Prince and Jay Prince obviously is affiliated. I see the Rap A Lot chain.
Jay Prince spoke about it here, I believe, if I'm not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so for a bigger call, for period, I love Drake anyway. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's just, I was just telling you like little back and forth basketball type of professional rap stuff we was dealing with. Yeah. But on a bigger, and also I say, you know, those of us that know how to organize are brought to their demise. Mm. Because they do not want us to be organized. They want us to be modern day slaves.
Deep shit, man. Deep shit.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Drink Champs, hosted by yours truly, DJ EFN and NORE. Please make sure to follow us on all our socials. That's at Drink Champs across all platforms, at The Real Noriega on IG, at Noriega on Twitter. Mine is at Who's Crazy on IG, at DJ EFN on Twitter, and most importantly, stay up to date with the latest releases, news, and merch by going to drinkchamps.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.